There are more than 5,000 children in emergency accommodation in Ireland and a further 9,000 children living in international protection. And for the past 8 years, a toy drive has taken place to raise money to buy gifts for them at Christmas. It's happening again this year and it's supported by Bohemian FC in collaboration with Bang Bang Cafe in Phibsborough in Dublin, Focus Ireland, DHL, the RDS and Smith's Toys. And Daniel Lambert is the Chief Operations Officer at Bohemian FC and is on the line now. Daniel, good morning and thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Good morning, Justin. Thanks.
Tell us about this toy drive. It's in its eighth year now. What's the aim of it?
Yeah, well, it's probably worth mentioning. The first year was just, there was one centre in Clondalkin that we'd worked with Bose, and we went out there and we basically, it was 80 kids and we thought it'd be nice to get them all a gift. And when we put it out, we had hundreds of people who wanted to help. So it's grown since then. And you know, the last few years, we've managed to raise around 80,000 each year. And we use the RDS and they're really great to us. And with thanks to DHL, who can deliver nationwide, we managed to raise that amount of money and to get gifts for people across international protection. And we work with Focus Ireland for homeless accommodation. So it's been challenging every year, as it is again this year. It's a short window to raise the money. But we've managed to do it each year and it really has a big impact. And it's enabled by thousands of people who give small amounts. Which is really nice.
Yes, and for the children themselves, I mean, you've highlighted yourself, children living in direct provision centres have had, I think, a tough year of it. Many of those centres have been attacked. And then children living in homeless accommodation. It's Christmas, not an easy time for them. So it's a chance, isn't it, for people to show their support and bring a bit of joy to those small children at this time of year.
Yeah, that's it exactly. I suppose, you know, if you're a young child and these are difficult circumstances, either if you're in international protection or homeless accommodation. And look, you know, we've seen in recent weeks and months, you know, the case in Drogheda, I think, you know, personally thought it was the most shocking, where you have a building set on fire with kids who were taken to hospital. You know, they're already in difficult enough circumstances. And with events like those in City West, I think that's got to have a real impact on everybody, but particularly for young people.
And these things make a difference. So how can people help then?
So it's mainly online. New toys are accepted into Bang Bang. It's open 6 days a week in Phibsborough, just beside Bose. It's mainly done through online donations now. It's on GoFundMe. The best thing, there was actually some accounts set up last year that were fakes. So the best thing is to go through the Bohemian social media pages, and that will link you in directly. You know, a lot of the donations are just €10, which makes a big difference. We're at about 25% of the target today. Mm-hmm. But we have to kind of wrap it up this day next week, and then we work with Smith's to deliver the toys over to the RDS. So, you know, it's a simple action, but it really works.
And cash really is the best way, is it? Send money and then you can buy the toys.
Yeah, well, just the online donations. If people are local to Dublin 7 and they wish to get toys, we only accept new toys. They can be dropped into Bang Bang, as I said. And each year, I should say as well, the toy show have been very good to us over the last 4 or 5 years. They've donated toys as well. So online donations, if you're outside of Dublin, if you can make it to Phibsborough, we accept toys in person.
Okay. And get onto the Bohemian FC social media page and that will direct you to the correct link. But for now, Daniel Lambert, good luck with it all. And thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. Daniel Lambert, Chief Operations Officer with Bohemian FC. The time is 8:54.